USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is seeing a surge in gas prices amid the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. AAA's national average for regular is up to $3.61 a gallon, a penny higher than yesterday and 8 cents higher than a week ago. This driver in Arizona telling CNN he's fed up with high gas prices.
I commute about 60 miles from in Arizona. I work also for a college, so it's really hitting my pockets because I spend about $15 a day each way to commute, so it's really adding up.
President Biden is reassuring Americans not to be concerned over a nuclear war with Russia. This on the heels of Russian President Vladimir Putin putting his nuclear forces on high alert as his military continues invading Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden is continuing to prepare his State of the Union address.
President Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address on Tuesday night. The speech comes as the country enters the third year of the coronavirus pandemic, rising concerns about the economy, including runaway inflation and military blunders. A February Pew Research poll reveals what Americans are thinking our priorities should be. Number five is Social Security, led by improving education, the pandemic, reducing health care costs, and number one, strengthening the economy. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The President and First Lady are marking Black History Month. During a White House ceremony, the President saying black stories are part of the ongoing story of America.
Black History Month is more than a celebration. It's a powerful, powerful reminder that black history is American history. Black culture is American culture.
Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, ranchers are saying thanks but no thanks to government aid.
Texas ranchers are turning down the Biden administration for money covering damages caused by the large surge of migrants at the southern border, according to the Washington Examiner newspaper. The Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service began allowing farmers and ranchers to claim reimbursements for more than two dozen types of costs sustained. The program covers such things as fencing repair, livestock fatalities, irrigation, and crop planting. Many Texans, however, are fearful the financial aid will come with strings attached. According to the Examiner poll, five out of every six ranchers are not planning to apply for the reimbursement.
John Hunt speaking there from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration wants to decrease the country's reliance on foreign oil by switching over to renewable energy. West Virginia AG Patrick Morrissey joins Fox Business to criticize this decision, saying that the United States needs to increase domestic fossil fuel production instead.
America needs energy independence and security to position ourselves on the global stage, and Biden's been undermining it every single day. That's the quickest way to get leverage and to push back on this. We don't need oil from Russia.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.